Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of the League Wraparound. This is the program that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around in the NFL. Coming up on this edition of the program, that's right, it's the final week of the 2023 NFL regular season. I should say the 2023-2024 NFL regular season. It's week 18, and that means a lot of playoff scenarios are at place. We'll get you caught up on who's in, who's out, and who needs to win to get in, or who needs to win and is going to need a lot of help. So we'll preview week 18's most important games, also get you caught up on the playoff picture. Of course, we'll give game picks for week 18's most important games. And on behalf of each and every one of us, I just like to wish you and yours a happy New Year. Hope you enjoyed not only your Christmas, but hope you enjoyed your New Year celebration. And again, on behalf of each and every one of us, I'd like to wish you and yours a happy New Year. All right, it's time for my top three storylines. I want to start off talking about the Cleveland Browns. If you asked me at the beginning of the year, hey, Ed, where do you see the Cleveland Browns placing this year? I would have told you Cleveland would have been a better team this year. Playoffs, slim to none. Boy, was I wrong. And hey, think about this. With key injuries to Deshaun Watson, Nick Chubb, Jack Conklin, Grant Delpit, also Jakeem Grant, can't forget about offensive lineman Jedrick Wills. Through it all, Cleveland has just withstood key injuries to key players, but they have stood tall and they have stood strong and they have stood proud. With great talent with the 1-2 running back combination, Jerome Ford, Kareem Hunt. Man, Amari Cooper is having one heck of a year. How about Elijah Moore playing very nicely since coming over from the New York Jets? David Njoku has become one of the premier tight ends in the league. Also, you've got quality offensive linemen with the likes of Joel Bitonio, also Wyatt Teller, just to name a few. How about on the defensive side? You know Myles Garrett is going to bring the heat. That's no question, one of the top defensive linemen in the league. Shelby Harris has been really good as well. Za'Darius Smith has played well. Dalvin Tomlinson. Also, you got JOK, Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah. He's been good as well. How about Sione Takitaki, a very underrated player? Those guys have been playing. That whole defense has been solid for Cleveland. And how about Mr. Joe Flacco? Hey, Joe, it's ironic. He played for the division rival Baltimore Ravens for so many great seasons, part of that Super Bowl team, won a Super Bowl with the Ravens, was the Super Bowl MVP. Joe Flacco, what an amazing story it's been for him this year. He's hands down my pick to win NFL Comeback Player of the Year. I know Baker Mayfield's going to be in the close running, in the running for that prestigious award, but I think Joe Flacco is going to win it hands down. Flacco has had an amazing year. And also somebody in the running for a big award, and that's head coach Kevin Stefanski, who is definitely going to be up there as one of the candidates for this year's Coach of the Year award. So we know how everything went down last year with the whole Deshaun Watson situation, playing only 7 games due to the suspension. Deshaun was supposed to come back and play a full season. Deshaun showed flashes and seemed like he was trying to get back to the old Deshaun Watson. He gets hurt, done for the year due to a shoulder injury. They tried with Dorian Thompson-Robinson. He gets hurt, and so out goes Dorian Thompson-Robinson. In comes P.J. Walker. Short stint with him. Guess what? Joe Flacco gets the call to come into Cleveland. Guess what? The rest is history. And as this show is airing, Cleveland is on a 4-game winning streak. And hey, Cleveland can make some noise in this playoff run. You know, as they say, it's not about what happens in the regular season, but it's about what happens in January. Once the playoffs start, once January hits, it is a new season. Stats don't matter. Numbers don't matter. How many touchdown passes you had in the regular season, how many sacks, interceptions, all of that stuff does not matter. You win and you stay. You lose, you go home and you possibly book a trip to Cozumel or Cancun. That's how it is. And right now, Cleveland is just having a hot hand right now. Not just the Flacco, but just the running game, the offensive line, defense. Everybody's clicking on all cylinders, and Cleveland I think is going to be a force to be reckoned with going into the playoffs. And it's just so fun to see Cleveland in the postseason. I mean, I'm showing my age here, but I remember really much of the 80s and even in the early part of the 90s when you had Cleveland being a consistent playoff team with Bernie Kosar, Reggie Langhorne, also Webster Slaughter, just to name a few, Brian Kenton. Those players were really good. Clay Matthews, Frank Minifield, just to name a few. But it's just nice to see Cleveland winning again, one of those old-school NFL franchises, and especially good to see Joe Flacco currently being in the moment right now. My next storyline is going to be Dalvin Cook. When Dalvin Cook is healthy, he is one of the best in the NFL. When he's healthy, he is unstoppable, one of the best dual-threat running backs that you have. He can get it done running. He can get it done receiving. That's what he did during his time in Minnesota when he had four straight 1,000-yard rushing seasons. But the injuries, yeah, the injuries can be a bummer. And when I heard that the Jets were going to be signing him and you add Aaron Rodgers to the mix, man, I thought that was going to be a 1-2 punch. Well, Aaron gets hurt opening night, and let's just say Dalvin got limited action. Breece Hall was hot most of the season, and as a result of that, Cook and the Jets, they decide to part ways this week. So I'm hoping that some teams can take a look at Dalvin Cook. Baltimore Ravens, maybe. Miami Dolphins. Dallas Cowboys. Could be on the radar. We'll see. Maybe the Pittsburgh Steelers. I mean, Dalvin Cook is certainly, again, as I stated earlier, when he's healthy, he's one of the best in the league. And I think there's some teams that should strongly consider taking a look at Dalvin Cook. Yeah, if you can get past the health issues and, you know, the durability, he's definitely one of the best in the league. It's a shame that him and the Jets had to part ways. But again, Breece Hall has played well this year. Breece had a devastating injury last year, and now he's coming back into the fold and has played so much better this year. So again, Dalvin and the New York Jets, they part ways. But I think, you know, you can rest assured, at least I think, that Dalvin Cook could wind up on a roster before the season is over with. And for my last storyline is going to be Bradley Chubb. Bradley Chubb was having an amazing year with the Miami Dolphins, racking up sacks, making a difference in that defense. Well, this past week, he suffered a tough one. He is done for the year, tearing his ACL in his right knee. And that is tough because Miami was playing so well all season long. They kind of ran into a skid a bit, but they were able to get back on track. Unfortunately, they lost to Baltimore last week. But when you lose Bradley Chubb, that is huge. That is huge because they're gonna need him in this playoff run. There's a saying that goes, offense puts butts in the seats, but defense wins championships. And the Dolphins need Bradley Chubb's defensive pedigree. That's what they need now more than ever. Unfortunately, done for the year, tearing his ACL in his right knee. It was a non-contact injury, and that is a bummer for the Dolphins because they could use his defensive leadership skills. Now they're going to have to carry the load from other players to contribute on the defensive side. But again, Miami Dolphins defensive end Bradley Chubb, done for the season, tearing an ACL in his right knee. It was a non-contact injury, and that's just tough right there. But we wish Bradley the best and a speedy recovery going forward for 2024. All right, before we get into the playoff picture, and of course we preview Week 18's most important games, Carolina Panthers owner David Tepper, last week in the loss to the Jacksonville Jaguars, there was video that surfaced on social media where he threw a drink at a Jacksonville Jaguars fan. He was fined by the NFL $300,000. $300,000 was his fine. Now, doing some research on Mr. Tepper, his net worth is $26.2 billion. Let me repeat that one more time. His net worth, according to the research that was done, his net worth is $26.2 billion. And the NFL fined him only $300,000 for throwing a drink at a Jacksonville Jaguars fan. First off, let me be the first to say I'm appalled by the fine. It should have been more. And what made it even worse is that he didn't, you know, he has no remorse for this. No apology, no public statement or anything like that. This is just atrocious. Straight atrocious. I'm sorry, I got the numbers wrong. His net worth is $20.6 billion, okay? It's still a billion, and it's still a lot of money. His net worth is $20.6 billion. And the NFL fined him $300,000? It just goes to show you the attitude of not all of the owners, but there's some owners, not just in the NFL, but in professional sports, with the entitlement attitude. Or should I say that entitlement mentality? Shame on you, David Tepper. Shame on you. I understand you're passionate. I'm for the passion, but not this. Not for throwing a drink at a Jacksonville Jaguars fan. That's disrespectful, and that's not right. NFL, shame on you. $300,000? Really? There has to be a stiffer punishment. I know they're owners, teams. They write the checks. They make the decisions. I get it. Still, all in all, there has to be accountability. Yeah, they do own the team, and they are executives. There still needs to be accountability. That is just ridiculous. But again, the National Football League fines Carolina Panthers owner David Tepper $300,000 for throwing a drink at a Jacksonville Jaguars fan at last week's game. Again, at last week's game at a Bank of America Stadium in Charlotte, North Carolina, which was the Panthers' home game. His net worth is $20.6 billion and only fined $300,000. Wow. Something's got to give, ladies and gentlemen. Something's got to give. All right, we're going to move along now, speaking to something's got to give. Something starting to give a little bit more. There's this playoff picture not settled as of yet, but we have some playoff spots that have been clinched. Let's start off in the AFC. The Baltimore Ravens have secured the number one seed, and they get home field advantage throughout the playoffs. Not only has Baltimore clinched the number one seed and they get home field throughout the playoffs, they also won the division. They're the winners of the AFC North. The Kansas City Chiefs, they're the number three seed. They have clinched the AFC West, so they're the division winners in the AFC West. They're the number three seed. The Cleveland Browns, they have clinched a wild card spot. They are the fifth seed. So for the moment in the AFC, Baltimore's the number one seed. Kansas City is the number three seed. Cleveland is the number five seed. So with Baltimore being the number one seed, they will get a first round bye. Let's move over to the NFC. The San Francisco 49ers, they are the number one seed. They clinch home field advantage and they get the first round bye. And by the way, they're also the winners of the NFC West. As for the NFC, hey, it is one, as they say, it's one big gumbo pot. It's just one big mixture. Nothing's been clinched as of yet. Seeds 2 through 7 are to be determined. So let's give you the playoff scenarios of what needs to be done in order for these teams to succeed and to get playoff spots. All right, let's start off in the AFC. Buffalo Bills, they can clinch a playoff berth with either a Pittsburgh loss or a Jacksonville loss, and they can win the AFC East with a win. So if Buffalo beats Miami, they will win the AFC East, and they get the number two seed. Houston, the Houston Texans, playoff berth with a win. In addition, not only do they clinch the playoff berth with a win, they also win the AFC South, and Jacksonville has to lose. Indianapolis clinches a playoff berth with a win. Also, they'll win the AFC South, and Jacksonville has to lose. Jacksonville clinches a playoff berth with either a Pittsburgh or a Denver loss. And by the way, they also can win the AFC South with a win. Miami clinches the AFC East division with a win, and they'll host a home playoff game. Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is going to win. They're going to have to win out, and they're going to need help. They clinch a playoff berth with a win, and either Jacksonville or Buffalo has to lose, or Denver wins and Jacksonville has to lose. So it's either one of those scenarios. I know it's a lot, but repeat it one more time. In the AFC, Buffalo clinches a playoff berth with a win and either a Pittsburgh loss or a Jacksonville loss. So if Buffalo loses, Buffalo would have to either have a loss from Pittsburgh or Jacksonville. But if Buffalo wins, they win the AFC East and they're in. But if they lose, they could clinch the playoff berth with a Pittsburgh loss or a Jacksonville loss. Houston, they clinch a playoff berth with a win and a Jacksonville loss. So not only would Houston win, they would also win the division and they would get a loss from Jacksonville. Indianapolis, they clinch a playoff berth with a win. Also, they would win the AFC South division and a Jacksonville loss. Jacksonville clinches with a win, and they would win the AFC South division. And they would also clinch a playoff berth. However, if they don't win, Pittsburgh and Denver would have to lose. Miami is simple, a win and they're in. Miami beats Buffalo, they win the AFC East division, and they win. Pittsburgh, they clinch a playoff berth with a win, and either Jacksonville or Buffalo has to lose, or Denver has to win, and Jacksonville has to lose. So Pittsburgh, they're going to have to win and get some help. So that's the scenario for the AFC. The NFC, a little bit clear-cut. Atlanta clinches a playoff berth by beating New Orleans. They would get the NFC South, and Tampa Bay would have to lose. Dallas clinches the NFC East division title with a win or a Philadelphia loss. Green Bay, they clinch a playoff berth with a win or a Minnesota loss and a Seattle loss, and either Tampa Bay or New Orleans has to lose. Minnesota, they're going to need help as well. They clinch a playoff berth with a win and a Green Bay loss and a Seattle loss, and either Tampa Bay or New Orleans has to lose. For the Saints, they're going to need help as well. They clinch a playoff berth with the win. Not only do they win, but they also would win the NFC South division. And they're going to need Seattle and Green Bay to lose. And also they're going to need Tampa Bay to lose as well. Philadelphia, they win. They clinch the NFC East title, and Dallas would have to lose. Seattle clinches a playoff berth with the win, and Green Bay has to lose. Tampa is simple. They clinched the NFC South division title with the win. So some of it is clear-cut in the NFC. Some of it is requiring a lot of help. So again, in the NFC, Atlanta clinches the NFC South division title with the win and a Tampa Bay loss. Dallas clinches the NFC East division title with a win or Philadelphia loss. Green Bay clinches a playoff berth with a win or a Minnesota and Seattle loss, and either a Tampa Bay or a New Orleans loss. Minnesota clinches a playoff berth with a win and a Green Bay loss and a Seattle loss, and either a Tampa Bay loss or a New Orleans loss. New Orleans clinches a playoff berth with a win and a Seattle loss and a Green Bay loss. And they can also clinch the NFC South division title with a win and a Tampa Bay loss. Philadelphia clinches the NFC East division title with a win and a Dallas loss. Seattle clinches a playoff berth with a win and Green Bay loss. Tampa Bay clinches the NFC South division title with a win. So it's a lot of scenarios. Some have it easy with the win and you're in situation. Some are going to have to win and get a lot of help. So this Week 18 is going to be ferocious. It is going to be something else. So let's get right to it. Here are Week 18's most important games in the NFL. The Pittsburgh Steelers square off against the Baltimore Ravens. This is your classic AFC North rivalry game. Let's start off with the Steelers for a moment. The Steelers went up to the Pacific Northwest in Seattle. They beat the Seattle Seahawks. Big win for the Steelers. Mason Rudolph played well. The running game was solid for Pittsburgh with Najee Harris and also with Jaylen Warren. So Pittsburgh, in a very sticky situation, they're going to have to win this one, and they're going to need help. As far as Baltimore is concerned, they've clinched the number one seed. They get the first round bye, and they get home field advantage. So you get home field advantage for the Baltimore Ravens, and I don't know what's going to happen. I think Baltimore, they may play some of their starters. We don't know. Tyler Huntley most likely is going to get some action, but whatever the scenario is going to be, this is going to be a hard-hitting game, and I think Pittsburgh is going to come in with the vengeance knowing what's at stake. Mike Tomlin, he's been the model of consistency for so many years in Pittsburgh. It's going to be a hard-hitting game in Baltimore between the Steelers and the Ravens. We've got the Houston Texans going up against the Indianapolis Colts. This is going to be an intriguing game. C.J. Stroud coming back from his injury. The Texans dominated, beating the Tennessee Titans. As far as the Indianapolis Colts are concerned, it was a big win for them, beating the Las Vegas Raiders in Indianapolis. Gardner Minshew, he could get some strong consideration for comeback player of the year. This is going to be a good one, a fun one, in the two would win the AFC South. So remember, the winner of this game will win the AFC South. They're in the playoffs. However, team doesn't win out in this game, they're going to need help. But the bottom line is this: whoever wins, they win the AFC South, and they're in the playoffs. And the way these two teams have played this year, specifically with the Texans and that rookie quarterback C.J. Stroud, who most likely will win this year's Rookie of the Year, the Texans are not to be played with, but the Indianapolis Colts, they've got Gardner Minshew, and Gardner is somebody that can throw that rock, he's not afraid. He's the ultimate risk taker, so this should be a fun one in Indianapolis with the Texans and the Colts. We have the Battle of Ohio between the Cleveland Browns and the Cincinnati Bengals. First for Cleveland, they're in the playoffs. They've clinched the wild card spot. Joe Flacco, what an amazing year that he's had. Again, he's my pick to win comeback player of the year. Nice running game with Jerome Ford and Kareem Hunt. Amari Cooper, the defense has played well. David Njoku, he's been a monster all season long. I like that combination with Flacco and Njoku. As for the Bengals, disappointing. It was disappointing in the beginning when you have Joe Burrow done for the year, tearing a ligament in his wrist. Jake Browning showed signs of promise, but unfortunately, they lost a tough one to Kansas City last week, eliminated from the playoffs, and now this is just basically bragging rights for the Bengals for supremacy in the state of Ohio. So this should be a good one. Cleveland's going to be in. They may play some of their starters. They'll get limited action. Cincinnati is basically just going to be, a curtain call, so to speak, and going into the 2024 season. And this should be a decent game in the Battle of Ohio with the Browns and the Bengals. The Atlanta Falcons going up against the New Orleans Saints. NFC South rivalry game, classic game. This goes back to 1967. The Falcons have been in the NFL since 1966. The New Orleans Saints have been in the NFL since 1967. So these two teams have basically been joined in the hip. And you know the rivalry of this game, and it's going to continue with this one, especially what's at stake. What's at stake is the NFC South division title. What's going to happen is this. Atlanta, if they win, they win the division title. They win the NFC South division title, and they're going to need Tampa Bay to lose. If Tampa Bay loses and Atlanta beats New Orleans, they clinch the NFC South title, and they get into the playoffs. For the Saints, they're going to need help. The Saints clinch a playoff berth. If they beat Atlanta, they clinch the NFC South, and Tampa Bay would have to lose. Also, a scenario would have to happen for them as well. Not only with Tampa losing, but also Seattle and Green Bay would have to lose. So there's a lot at stake for both teams, specifically for the Saints. Atlanta, they've been having growing pains at the quarterback position all year long. Desmond Ridder, Taylor Heineke. It's been up and down all year at that quarterback position for the Saints. Derek Carr has had an up and down year, but they made noise last week dominating the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So this should be a good one down in New Orleans with the Falcons and the Saints. We've got the Minnesota Vikings going up against the Detroit Lions. For Detroit, I'm calling it as I see it. They got robbed last week against the Dallas Cowboys. Poor officiating. That's been the same song and dance all year. Everybody's been talking about it. I'm not going to get into it. What I am going to get into is that there are going to be some madmen in the Motor City. And this is a rivalry game with the Lions going up against the Vikings. NFC North, you can't ask for anything more. So Detroit, they're in the playoffs. Detroit is in. They've won the NFC North. So now we've got a situation for Minnesota. Minnesota is going to have to win this game, and they're going to need a lot of help. Minnesota, they flip-flopped the last month and a half with quarterbacks. Joshua Dobbs, that worked out for a minute. Then he struggles. Nick Mullins comes in. And then you also have the rookie quarterback that comes in for the Vikings. That didn't turn out well last Sunday night against the Green Bay Packers. And it's going to be interesting because Nick Mullins is going to get the call to start for this game, and rightfully so. And it's going to be a rocking crowd for the Detroit Lions. Again, considering how the last week's game ended against the Dallas Cowboys, the poor call with the ineligible receiver, got the wrong jersey number. It was just terrible. And I know the Lions have a lot to play for. Yeah, they're division champions, but they're chomping at the bit right now. I'm sorry, the Vikings quarterback, Jaren Hall. Thank you. Jaren Hall started last week against the Green Bay Packers. That didn't work out. He was replaced by Nick Mullins. So Mullins is going to get the go for this game against the Lions. This is going to be a rocking crowd in Detroit between the Vikings and the Lions. We have the Los Angeles Rams going up against the San Francisco 49ers. So the L.A. Rams, listen, the L.A. Rams are most likely they're going to be in the playoffs. The Rams have been very hot the last month and a half of the year. People said Matthew Stafford was done. Mm-mm, not by a long shot, by any stretch of the imagination. Matthew Stafford's looked great. Cooper Kupp has looked great. Who's definitely going to be a strong candidate for Rookie of the Year this year. How about the running back, Kyren Williams? Kyren Williams has been like the X factor. He's been like a secret weapon for the L.A. Rams this year. And I'll tell you one thing. The Rams are going to be something serious. Whoever has to play them, it is going to be trouble. Serious trouble. The Rams are a wild card team. And whoever has to play them, the Rams are a team that's capable winning at home, or they can get it done winning on the road. As for the San Francisco 49ers, hey, they have the number one seed. It's locked up. They've got home field throughout the playoffs. Brock Purdy's not going to play in this game. Sam Darnold is going to get the start. So this is going to be bragging rights for Sam Darnold in this game. And also Matthew Stafford will not play in this game as well. Carson Wentz is going to get the start. So this should be interesting on how this is going to be with Wentz going up against Darnold. It's the Battle of California. SoCal versus NoCal. SoCal versus NorCal, excuse me. The L.A. Rams going up against the San Francisco 49ers. NFC North rivalry game with the Chicago Bears going up against the Green Bay Packers. First for Chicago, big win at Soldier Field last week. A snowy game with the going up beating the Atlanta Falcons. The Green Bay Packers dominated the Minnesota Vikings on Monday night. Chicago eliminated from the playoffs. So this is going to be a precursor, if you will, or a prelude to 2024. Will Justin Fields be the starting quarterback in Chicago? A lot of questions to be answered in this one. As for the Green Bay Packers, they have a chance to get into the playoffs. They have to win, and they're going to need help. And I tell you one thing, Jordan Love has looked much better during the second half of the year. We know about his athletic ability, but his arm has really been good as of late, connecting with great targets. And also, too, Aaron Jones returning from injury. A.J. Dillon has been nice. coming in and with the running game. So this is going to be a good one at Lambeau Field. It's always a good one with the Bears and the Packers. Remember, Chicago's eliminated. Green Bay wins. Green Bay, they're going to have to win, and they're going to need help. We have the Philadelphia Eagles going up against the New York Giants. For the Eagles, you talk about a fall from grace. They are on a losing streak, and it is not good. Wide receiver A.J. Brown had said in an interview this past week, said that it's not the players, it's not the coaches, it's us. He said, us players, I'm paraphrasing, he said, us players, we're not making plays, we're running wrong routes. We're supposed to go left. Some of us are going right. And he's right. I won't say he's right on some things, but again, when you lose Shane Steichen, when you lose Jonathan Gannon, it took a lot out of the Eagles this year. You lose your top guys off of a personnel, it's tough. Whether you're winning the Super Bowl or you go to a Super Bowl, it's the blessing and it's the curse. And the curse of the Eagles was what, unfortunately, they had to go through losing those two coordinators with Steichen and Gannon. And we're seeing the after effects of it. Jalen Hurts has been good this year. Not great, but he's been good. He's been effective in moments. The defense has been horrible this year, and they got to get it done going up against their rival, New York Giants. So they headed up I-95 up the New Jersey Turnpike to take on the New York Giants. Philly wins. Dallas loses. They win the NFC East. It's that simple. And we've got Sunday Night Football, the Buffalo Bills going up against the Miami Dolphins. Buffalo, just over a month ago, people doubted them. People counted them out. People were saying that this is not the Bills team that we thought it was going to be. We thought this was the team that was going to wreck shop. We thought this was the team that was going to be Super Bowl contenders. Well, guess what? They didn't look that way. But lately, they've been playing well. I mentioned the Los Angeles Rams are a team you do not want to play. I'll put the Buffalo Bills in that same category as well. And they're headed down to South Florida to take on the Miami Dolphins. Tua Tagovailoa, he's got to play hard. Tyreek Hill had a situation that happened this past week with his house. Thank God nobody was hurt. House fire. It was a fire at his home. Good news is that everybody's safe and sound, and I know he's got a lot to play for. He's got a lot on his mind as well. Bradley Chubb, done for the year on the defensive side, so it's going to come down to really both quarterbacks making key plays in this game on Sunday Night Football with the Buffalo Bills and the Miami Dolphins. Remember, Buffalo wins, they clinch the AFC East, and they're in the playoffs. Miami wins, they clinch the AFC East, and they're in the playoffs. So, again, this is a tight one. This is a tight one right here. This is going to be a knockdown dragout, and it's going to be a dogfight between the Bills and the Dolphins on Sunday night. All right, it's time now for my top. It's now time for my game of the week. My game of the week is going to be the Buffalo Bills going up against the Miami Dolphins. These two teams have met a total of 120 times. Miami leads the all-time series 62-57-1. The first time these two teams met was on September the 18th, 1966. Buffalo beat Miami 58-24. Their last meeting was October 1st of 2023. Buffalo beat Miami 48-20. So when you think of Bills and the Dolphins, the first two names that come to my mind are the quarterbacks, Jim Kelly, Dan Marino. And also, you've got also all of the players and the coaches that have made up this rivalry with the likes of Thurman Thomas, Andre Reed, Bruce Smith. Also, you've got with the likes of Zach Thomas. Also, coaches like Marv Levy, Don Shula. You put Jimmy Johnson in there as well during his time with the Miami Dolphins. These two teams have been going at it for a long time. As I stated earlier, the rivalry dates back to 1966. And it goes back to the two quarterbacks, Kelly and Marino. And we've got two quarterbacks that I think they're going to really dazzle in this game and continue this rivalry, being Josh Allen and Tua Tagovailoa. You got one quarterback that will throw the ball come hella high water. He will throw the ball in traffic. If he's got to force a play, he'll do so. We've got another quarterback that will get rid of the ball very quickly and is accurate. Still has his athletic ability, but he's throwing that ball. He's getting rid of the ball very fast, and he's so accurate with it. So this rivalry is renewed. There was a while where these two teams were not very good. But, hey, the rivalry is coming back. Buffalo has been great for a while. Miami is starting to get back to their winning ways again. And this should be fun when you've got Tua, Tyreek, Josh, Stephon, just to name a few. This is going to be a really great game on Sunday Night Football. The Buffalo Bills versus the Miami Dolphins, my game of the week. All right, before we get on out of here, I want to give you my picks on who I think will win Week 18's most important games in the NFL. The Pittsburgh Steelers square off against the Baltimore Ravens. I like Baltimore to win. The Houston Texans square off against the Indianapolis Colts. I like Indianapolis to win. The Cleveland Browns square off against the Cincinnati Bengals. I like Cleveland to win. The Atlanta Falcons square off against the New Orleans Saints. I like New Orleans to win. The Minnesota Vikings square off against the Detroit Lions. I like Detroit to win. The Los Angeles Rams square off against the San Francisco 49ers. I like the L.A. Rams to win. The Chicago Bears square off against the Green Bay Packers. I like Green Bay to win. The Philadelphia Eagles going up against the New York Giants. I like Philadelphia to win. And the Buffalo Bills going up against the Miami Dolphins Sunday Night Football. I like Buffalo to win. So, again, my picks are Baltimore, Indianapolis, Cleveland, New Orleans, Detroit, L.A. Rams, Green Bay, Philadelphia, and Buffalo. There you have it, and that's going to do it for this edition of the League Wraparound. Till next time, everybody, I'm Ed Robinson saying so long, and once again, I'd like to wish you and yours a very safe, blessed, prosperous, happy new year. So long, everyone.
T-Mobile 5G home internet can leave you with slower speeds during its busiest hours. Why deal with that? Switch to Cox Internet with 2x faster download speeds than T-Mobile 5G home internet during peak hours. Visit cox.com/5G home to learn more.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ruben Patel with Patient Plus Urgent Care. These days, it can be hard to find the time and money to take care of yourself. We're here to help with our new Urgent Care membership. Starting at $20 a month, the same as your car wash membership, visit any of our locations for that scratchy throat, runny nose, fever, chills, or any injury. Visit patientplusuc.com/membership for more information. Patientplusuc.com/membership.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger. Because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ruben Patel with Patient Plus Urgent Care. These days, it can be hard to find the time and money to take care of yourself. We're here to help with our new Urgent Care membership. Starting at $20 a month, the same as your car wash membership, visit any of our locations for that scratchy throat, runny nose, fever, chills, or any injury. Visit patientplusuc.com/membership for more information. Patientplusuc.com/membership.
Are you struggling to lose weight and keep it off? Tired of wasting time and money on starvation diets that lead to more frustration and stress? If there was a weight loss solution that could actually work for you, would you try it? Then head to Golo.com.
I'm Steve. I lost 138 pounds in 9 months on Golo.
I'm Amber. I've lost 128 pounds with Golo.
If you're ready to take back control of your life, head to Golo.com now and see how Golo can work for you. That's Golo.com.
My sleep is way better. My inflammation has gone way down. Golo saved my life. I was way overweight. That's what sent me down the path. I wanted to make sure and live for my kid.
I have literally tried everything. I was on the verge of getting gastric bypass surgery, and I saw the Golo commercial, and it was the last thing I tried because it worked.
Join over 2 million people who found a better way to lose weight with Golo. Your healthier and happier life begins at Golo.com. That's Golo.com. Again, Golo.com.
T-Mobile 5G home internet can leave you with slower speeds during its busiest hours. Why deal with that? Switch to Cox internet with 2x faster download speeds than T-Mobile 5G home internet during peak hours. Visit cox.com/5G home to learn more.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ruben Patel with Patient Plus Urgent Care. These days, it can be hard to find the time and money to take care of yourself. We're here to help with our new Urgent Care membership. Starting at $20 a month, the same as your car wash membership, visit any of our locations for that scratchy throat, runny nose, fever, chills, or any injury. Visit patientplusuc.com/membership for more information. patientplusuc.com/membership.